somewhere.
It'd be nice to have it out there. Yeah, and have it out and still sound good. And to do that, all you need is really a good acoustic place to be in.
Which this isn't. Nobody's sort of definitely struck on this, but as George was saying before, it's not good acoustic. So maybe there's a hang around the room or something, and we just suddenly, on lunchtime, are feeling good. Yeah, we've got 2 weeks in which to sort of play this. And I think in some time, you know, we'll all say, right, everybody out here, it's much too big, so it's a hut. And we just cram people into the hut. And really have a cavern thing in a hut with great, you know. I mean, I'm all for doing
it. Sometimes works very well. It doesn't work for the opera bit, but it certainly works for the sound point of
view. Yeah, because we did this.
We've done this before. Put them all in tiny rooms so that, in fact, the kickback off the walls is so immediate that it's there. You know.
Yeah, there's presence there, and then, as we say, there's presence.
But it'll be all right for him, too, then. I mean, you.
This is fine for the documentary for a day or two, but it's then you're out of action here, visually anyway.
That's good, you know, because as long as we're just going to play this like that,
but each of
us, you know, as long as we all want to get, which we all do, we all want to get it to a pitch where we're all happy with it, so that sounds happy.
I like the idea of it working with a big PA though, because I think it would trigger off something with you. It'd be like doing a live performance with a
PA,
you know.
Yeah, but Adam Dawes here, so freezing.
Yeah.
It's that. You got that against that.
Have you had very loud sounds in here, Dennis? Can you remember?
Sorry, George, what?
Have you had very loud sounds in here recorded?
Soundstage. Yeah. Yeah. See, we might have to do it now.
What's that?
It's a dubbing thing.
I know, it's not very big. It's not as big as this.
It's not big,
no. Yeah, because you see, what they do here, or any studio, if you're going to do that sort of thing, is to put up little structures, you know, on the stage. Don't they, Peter?
My real feeling is that the venue itself will be quite good as opposed to shabby.
I tell you what, there's a small stage, you know, which is soundproof, we could have a look at.
Yeah.
I just don't know whether I'm building on it or not today, because I know I'm erecting on one. But I can have a look and see.
This is your place, Tony.
Yeah, but I've got it under contract till the end of May, from last week. So much
better. I just feel if we could get a spectacular venue,
we'll just play it. It'll, you know, we'll move out of here. In a couple
when you're
days.
Ready, that's right.
Or maybe we won't. You know, maybe we'll get closer here.
But let's have a look at the small stage. We'll just wander over, which is a tiny stage, which is nice. We could, we'll do it for a little while. Later on. I was just say, do a couple of days and see what happens. And get a bit of film and.
See, I mean, we're going to have to sort of go around, around
for the real
look
sound,
around anyway. And it's nearly always when you've had a great lunch and you're just feeling good and someone
then
just walks past. Yeah, it's just having this idea. Yeah. And it really works better like that.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. There's a great room over in the pub too.
That's a game, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a game.
A couple of horses by the river.